Okay, so like, let me start fresh here. The husbands of my wife's friends, they all hang out together. And so sometimes I hang out with them. So we go out for beers like the first Friday of every month. We meet this one place, right? So point is, we're sitting around outside. It's a beautiful night. I'm on beer number two. Two sips in, I reach over and I tip it over and dump it all over the table.
Okay.
I'm that guy. I'm not feeling good about it. It was a complete accident. It wasn't like I was hosed or nothing like that. It was, you know, second beer. Boom, dumped all over the table. Just goes flying. The table's soaked.
Okay, that's not good.
No, it's not good. And I'm the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
That much I can be sure of. However, the guys who have their iPhones covered in beer, is that on me?
I'm going to say yes.
Why would you put your iPhone on the table?
I don't know. That's a good question. But I would assume they thought it was a safe place.
Why? I'm going to dump beer. I'm if beer is going to be dumped, right, that's where it's going to be dumped.
True.
Now, the chances of beer being dumped, it's, you know, it's a 1 in 3. It's only going to happen every 3 to 4 weeks. And maybe by somebody else. I'm not saying by me, but beer gets dumped.
Right.
So, but my point is, why do you have, as a grown man, why do you have your iPhone sitting on the table?
So, is the iPhone broken?
No. I don't know, and nor do I care, because I don't think it's my issue.
Yeah, I think it's your fault.
It's my fault that the beer got spilled.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if you had tons of sensitive documents? Would you just spread them out on the table?
Good point. Yeah. I have to say, you got me there.
Hello and welcome to episode 281 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver.
How's your iPhone?
Still dry.
Sweet. Bullet dodged.
You know what? There's probably a product there, like the table bag for your iPhone, like, you know, a little handy little Ziploc bag.
Table tent.
Yeah, for your iPhone. It even has a little stand included, so it props
you know
what, it up.
That's awesome.
A stand awesome. With a little tent enclosure.
You've inspired me. Next guy's evening that I go to,
yeah,
I'm going to bring half a dozen Ziploc bags and just hand them out. Go, here you go.
There you go. Al's here. You never know what's going to happen. And then, because it's clear, you can still see your texts and all that.
I really am doing this. This is
awesome. Should. It'd be awesome. And they won't even get that you're kind of kidding, but at the same time, you're not.
Well, they don't really understand humor. They're German.
Yeah, they'll just think it's super practical.
Yes. Speaking of humor and Germans.
Okay.
I'm going to a birthday party tomorrow.
All right.
A buddy on my team, he's having a little birthday blowout, what have you.
Okay.
But he's 35, not married, no kids.
Okay.
Not that it has much to do with it, but what I mean, and he has a job, so it's not like I'm going to buy him something that he needs, right? So I'm not going to buy him a present.
A brand new pair of lederhosen.
Probably more likely a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
But I'm sure he has lederhosen. He's German.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to come empty-handed, because the tradition here in Germany, when you have you throw a birthday party, you pay. Whether you go to a restaurant or have it at your house, it's on you.
Okay, the host.
Yes, the birthday boy / girl. You show up and they buy beer and wine, and of course, beer and wine is actually affordable here in Europe, but unlike Canada. But that's the deal. You basically show up at the party and have a good time, eat barbecue, drink beer, whatever, on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to come empty-handed. So I'm giving him tomorrow. I'm going to give, well, when you hear this a couple of days ago, I'm going to give him my go-to gift that I give everybody.
Okay, let me hear this.
Well, I'm only telling you because you should do this. This is the greatest gift that you can give other adults at a party.
Advice.
Oh yeah, yeah. Here's why you should break up with your wife. No, a couple years ago, I took a really hokey but very well done black and white actor's headshot of me.
Okay.
And so generally in these situations when I don't know what to do, I get one printed 8x10 or 8x12, sign it, throw it in a cheap frame, and that's what they get.
That's awesome. Do you wrap it or do you just hand it to them at the party?
I'm going to wrap it.
Okay. But I won't wrap it.
I'll post a photo of this because it's got my name on the bottom. Like it's actually, if you have one flash and an umbrella, you can do this.
Right.
And the reason
also be a pretentious jerk.
Oh, but you are such a jerk for doing this. But yeah. I get the joke. The point is, will the Germans get the joke?
No, we'll find absolutely out. Not. They'll just confusion, mass confusion.
Party probably will end. All right, everyone go home. Yeah. This is Alan ruined it again.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm bringing it up is this is my suggestion to you, Adam, and to our listeners. Go ahead and do this. It is awesome.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to give them a full cardboard cutout, my whole person.
That might be too much. Because that might be that
at the party, though. Think about that. I could be in every photo, just the cardboard cutout, like people with their arms around me. I think it would turn into a whole thing. It would be a whole thing.
That's not something that you, because that's not going to be cheap, I don't think.
No.
So I spent $6 on this for the print and the frame, which is just some cheap frame, was $6 euros. Okay.
Yeah.
Totally worth it. Whether he keeps it or throws it in the garbage, I don't care. It's worth it to me for the joke, because I will not let on. I will not explain the joke. It'll just be, here you go.
But if it's wrapped, what if they don't open the presents at the party?
Then he's in for a surprise at home.
Yeah, but I think the whole fun of it is at the party. This will create a buzz. Like, why the heck did this guy give you a framed picture of himself?
Yeah, I know. Oh, so I will encourage him to open it.
Okay, all right.
So that will happen. So what I'm saying is, if you're listening out there, I'll post a picture of this. I even signed it because he plays on my baseball team. His name's Benny. I wrote, Benny, keep swinging for the fences, and then signed it. My
nice.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cheesy. Not the first time I've done this. This has been the go-to for quite a few times.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear how it turns out.
Well, he won't get it, but I understand. Good times. Yes. Had another incident at the checkout line today.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to tell the story, but just that's a good reason to buy stuff on Amazon.
Okay. Good lead-in.
That's honestly all I could think of when this happened, when this old man did his little maneuver and cut in and had 4,000 items. All I could think of was, I would like to push you down the stairs.
Yes.
I didn't. For those of you who, I mean, he fell down on his own.
Well, he had forearm crutches, so that made the stairs a little more difficult.
Yeah.
You just kicked one of them out.
Yeah. I'm not saying I smeared Vaseline on this top step, but there it was.
Right.
Okay. No, no one went down the stairs. However, all I could think of, I swear, all I could think of was, I got to find out if they sell this on Amazon, because I don't want to do this anymore. If you do buy it on Amazon, click through our site. Help us out.
Okay.
Okay. People are doing it.
I bought something on Amazon this week.
What'd you buy?
I bought batting cage baseballs.
Baseballs,
but like essentially indestructible baseballs.
We'll
like
see.
You know, they're like the ones that they use at the batting cage. They're the size and the weight of a baseball, but they're like the dimple balls.
Oh, the dimply ones. Oh, those are indestructible.
Oh my gosh, they have a year warranty that says like you can't wreck these.
Yeah. So, what'd you buy them for?
I bought like a little manual pitching machine, like a little crank spring loaded pitching machine.
Oh, nice.
And we've been having it out at the park, and wow, it is fun. Fun for adults and kids.
Really?
Oh, love it. It is so fun.
The photos you posted?
Yeah, I didn't post a photo of the machine.
No.
Just photos of batters. But the nice thing is, I thought of this for photos. When you know it's going to be a strike every time, you can kind of focus in on the batter, and then you can you can basically, the thing about the machine is it's a spring that fires the ball. So you hear the spring, like, because I'm not looking at the machine or when the pitch is coming, but you hear the spring, and then you have about a half second, and then you click the shutter, and it's right in time with when the ball is going to get to the plate.
You
and
nailed it. I saw those pictures. They're
so
good.
Yeah, I did some photos of the baseball. And again, I can't see when the pitch is coming, but I can hear the spring. And yeah, it was really fun. But I just loved going out and hitting baseballs. But we as adults were hitting like the kid kind of like sort of soft hard balls, and we were just ripping the cover off of all of them. Like, we had about 7 balls, and over the course of 2 trips out to the park, we wrecked most of them. So I said, okay, this is stupid. These are like $4 or $5 a pop, these baseballs. So I got to find some batting cage balls. Well, Amazon, something like that, not easy to find. It's not going to show up at your local sporting goods shop. So no. Amazon, and I looked up which exact kind of ball do they use at the batting cages, and then I went and just looked those up on Amazon, and sure enough, they're there. So
made by Jugs.
Jugs, yeah. I got the yellow ones because I thought they'll be a little easier to see coming out of the machine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, lots of fun. We have adults now, adult friends now that have heard we've got this machine that are all asking about like when we can go to the park with them and do the adult home run derby. So. I think there's going to be more fun to come. Yeah,
you know what we call there's a few guys you play with who really light it up in batting practice, and then in the game not so much.
Yeah,
you know what we call those guys?
No,
5 o'clock hitters.
Okay, well, and why 5 o'clock?
Well, it's generally when, like, for a 7 o'clock game, batting practice is around 5 o'clock. Generally, gotcha. I mean, we play at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so 11 o'clock hitter doesn't sound that good.
Yeah,
but we still call them. You know, hey. Oh, great. Here comes 5 o'clock hitter.
I remember, like, I grew up in Toronto, and I remember when Jose Canseco came over to the Blue Jays.
Yep.
And going and watching batting practice of Jose Canseco and just hitting him in the upper deck in batting practice over and over again. You know, like shots that are, you know, 450, 465, just like boom, one after another. And just thinking, this is the strongest man on earth. And yeah, he had a lot of steroids in his system.
Yes, he did.
But he was an amazing batting practice hitter. Holy smokes.
He was a good hitter. Like he was actually, yeah. He wasn't just a 5 o'clock hitter, but
wow,
you definitely wanted
them
to go see him hit batting practice.
Yeah, it was something to behold. So anyways, yeah, so that's our fun. So I can't wait. I just got these from Amazon last night, so anxious to take them out this weekend and give them a test run.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the photos you put up. One of your father-in-law looking good.
Oh, yeah, I love that photo. There's
gets the hands out.
Cut it with the ball right on on the barrel.
Flex in the bat.
Yeah, it's just, again, it was one of those. As soon as I got, I was like, oh, that's exactly where I wanted the ball, and I liked it in black and white. I had in color both, but anyways, for anyone listening, I did post those on Facebook. So there's the one time in the last 2 months I've actually posted any pictures on Facebook. So have a look. Yeah,
you tell your father-in-law, like, look where his hands are. That's right where they want to be.
That's what I keep telling Jack, because he sometimes will do the bit of the alligator arms, and I've been trying to get him to get those arms extended. And
you want them extended, but not too far, like not across the plate. You kind of want them out to the pitcher, right? That's what you want.
And I had a good picture of Jack where he's there's one where he's following through. I put that up on Facebook, which I quite liked as more of a close up. But there's one where he actually hits the ball really well. And then as you zoom in and I looked at him, I'm like, yeah, his eyes are totally closed. You know, I'm like, how did he even hit the ball? Like, you know, so sometimes it's just the point of impact. The kids kind of blink a little bit. But anyways, it was kind of funny. I'm like, yeah, maybe try keeping your eyes open next time. Yeah.
The best example for how to swing a bat is go chop down a tree.
Oh, there you go.
It's the same thing. You get his hands out. You get the axe head squared up. In fact, when I'm hitting him, when I'm having trouble, not in BP because I'm a 5 o'clock hitter, but when I'm always thinking chop the tree.
Get a little bit of backspin too.
Sure. Yeah. I'm trying to just square it up and hit a line drive, but backspin doesn't hurt for the home runs.
Yeah.
Anyways. Little bit, I'm going to just come out and say it. We can skip over it after this. A little bit embarrassed to be Canadian today.
Uh-oh.
What's with the Prime Minister?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's... I'm not embarrassed by him, though.
Yeah.
I have no problem with him. He apologized. Move on. Move on. The other, everybody else making a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah, at least I didn't actually see it, and I didn't watch any of the videos. My wife did discuss it with me last night, and I just kind of thought, yeah, it seems about much ado about nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
But I didn't realize how big of an issue everybody is making it out to be. And she's like, oh, poor Prime Minister. Like, he's getting completely slagged. And I'm like,
yeah,
this will wash over in a week. This slow news cycle.
Oh, people are talking about, we're going to charge him with assault.
Oh, God, that's ridiculous.
That's the part that's embarrassing to me. Listen, I fully side with the Prime Minister. I'm going to go on record here because I know he's a big fan of the show.
Yeah, he's probably listening right now.
He has nothing better to do. Yeah, fully side with him. If you have a problem with this, move on with your day. Probably shouldn't have done it. Oh, well.
Do you think it's all of his party supporters who are all lining up to take shots at him?
I don't know. I'm
pretty sure it's nobody from his. It's just a reason to, hey, if you're not party to his politics, to just take cheap shots.
Oh, it's I think not that's even that. It's the, it's
no,
the,
but
the
that's,
people
that
of
is.
Canada who are chiming in with the comments, oh, he should resign.
No, it's people who didn't want him to be there in the first place. That's all who... Anybody who basically just looks for reasons to knock people down, that's all that it is.
Yes, and I'm one of those people, and this time, no. I'm not one of those people. No, I don't get it. Hey, everybody. Move on with your day. He's doing a great job. I like the guy. What else do you need?
Exactly.
You know, hey, Al likes him. I'm in. That's all you need to know, right?
He should have a button that says that.
Hoser, support me.
Yeah, Al loves me.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody else who is making an issue out of this, you're probably a whiner.
Agreed.
Guy apologized. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Just the baseball stuff. That was okay. It. We already covered it. Yeah.
Covered it. Great. We finally had some nice light here. The weather's been terrible. In fact, the photo challenge that we'll get to later, I almost didn't even get to. I almost didn't shoot it, except for I managed to catch it this afternoon. The sun didn't come out.
I did mine also at the last minute.
Well, not on purpose. I waited. I knew as soon as the sun came out this week, I was going to grab it, but just in case. But nope, did not happen. But last night we had some sunshine right at the end, but nothing I could use the silk for. But we had just some really nice evening light, and so my son decided instead of get ready for bed, he decided to go play in the sandbox one more time, and the light was just wonderful. So I quickly grabbed my camera, the 5D Classic with the 85 on it, and just snapped this at an f/1.8. I decided to open up as far as I could go. And so I snapped a shot of him in the sandbox last night.
Nice colors. I like it.
I really love what's happening here. Like the slash of kind of shadow kind of going in the middle, like diagonally across the frame.
Mm-hmm.
We got like light at the top left, light at the bottom right. The sun kind of dappling through the leaves on his shirt, but a nice even light on him.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to illustrate this is the best time to shoot photos. Your colors are going to really pop. Skin tones are going to be nice. The no bad shadows. Hard to miss.
Good.
Did that. And then something I shot a couple weeks ago but couldn't talk about because it'll go out next week. So I'm not even going to post it tonight. It'll post Monday when the show airs. But shot the cover for next week's
program.
Yes.
Yeah I like it. I saw it. It looks good.
So Alex, that's the other guy's name is Alex. He's also Canadian. He comes from the other coast.
Okay.
So he's our game two pitcher. So I said, oh yeah, obviously we have to do a lumberjack type photo. And I thought straight out of Canada, Compton.
Right. I got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
I know, but you're a big Easy E fan.
That's true.
So we shot this, went out in the woods and that's going to be the photo for this week's program.
Yeah, it looks good. That's your go-to outfit. I've seen this outfit many times pop out for Halloween or for Lumberjack Day or what have you.
Fashing. It's both for Canadian Halloween when I'm here in Germany and German Halloween when I'm here in Germany, which is in February, March. No, absolutely. This is my go-to. My go-to used to be Bluto Blutarski from Animal House.
Right.
No one knows who that is here.
I do.
Yeah, you do. I love it. I still have it. I just it doesn't get a lot of playtime because no one gets it. So
okay.
Lumberjack they get. So right. Anyways, that's
yeah, it's good photo. So couple of lights here.
Two lights, should have been three, but I got all the way out in the woods and realized I was two batteries short of a battery salad and had to put one of the flashes back in the bag. That was after I'd hiked, like, it's on kind of a, this is in like a ravine. We're at the bottom of a ravine here. And so up to camera left, I'd hiked up the hill and used a sandbag and put a flash up there. I had it all ready to go to fire at, you know, the Alex, like from behind on Alex's right side.
Right.
And I wanted to light us up from both sides, even though it didn't really make sense. Still wanted to do that. Got all the way up there and then went to use the key light and realized I was two batteries short. So I had to hike back up and get that flash down and take the batteries out. So that's upsetting. So three lights became two, but I think it works okay anyways.
Yeah, I definitely don't think you need the third light. I don't think it would make it a better photo.
Where were you before I hiked up the hill?
No, it looks. I really like it. It looks good. It's yeah, I like the poses. I like the layout. I like where you've put the graphics. It looks good.
All right. Well, I'll send you one of the programs then.
Yeah, don't definitely to me don't need that third light, but there you go.
No, you're right. And it wouldn't have made sense actually.
Yeah.
You know, like where's I mean as it is, where is that light coming from? And in retrospect, maybe I should have thrown a half CTO on the backlight. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're good. It's good.
Don't split hairs.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Moving on. One quick note before we get into the photo challenge. Considering buying a 24-105 F4L.
Okay.
I need it for a video job.
Okay.
That's coming up in 5 weeks, I guess. Yeah, a month. Actually, a month. I'm looking at the calendar right now. It's about a month away. I just found out last night I got it, and I'm a huge prime snob. We mm-hmm. know this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to video or stills or whatever, but this job might call. Like probably calls for a 24-105. It's just that it's a run and gun kind of thing. There's not going to be any time to like. I'm just kind of going along and shooting what happens. And so I'm considering picking one up.
Mm-hmm. What do they go for over there?
Used. We're looking used around just under 600 euros.
So 800 bucks, like as far as we're talking American or?
Probably. So they go for around 600 Canadian used. So it's about a 1-to-1, which is kind of actually, you know, you can't really do the Euro math here because.
Yeah. It seems like it sells for about 500 in the US, about 600 in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, from everything that I've heard, just a great kind of, you know, one size fits all lens that can do so many different things that I've thought about it too. And then I just thought, well, the way I look at it for me personally, not doing much in the way of video, is that if I bought that lens, I probably would hardly ever use the 50 millimeter. And then I'd probably never use the 19-35. And so then I thought, well, then what do I do? Now I'm just going to have, you know, two other lenses that just sit in my bag all the time. And then am I going to turn around and sell them? And so
you'd use though.
I think I'd use it a lot less if I had the 24-105.
Really?
Yeah, because I think that would just sit on the camera most of the time. And I certainly have shots that I really love to do with the 85. And then there's scenarios where I want to be able to get in tighter. So there's the 70-200.
But the 24-105 covers the 85.
Well, yeah, but it's a different look that the 85 gives you that you wouldn't probably see as much with the 50 mil. Like obviously the 50 mil opens up really wide, but the perspective and how quickly the it goes out of focus, the 85 just has a different look to the photos as opposed to the, I don't know that you'd see that drastic difference between the 50 on the 50 1.4 versus the 50 millimeter range on the 24-105. Do you kind of get what I'm saying?
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. You might not be wrong. I think you would, but the difference will be less discernible at 50 than it would be at 85. I think the 85 is really, you're really going to notice. The 50, you'd have to look to notice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think so. Unless you're going with the 51.2, the F1.2, then all of a sudden,
yeah, you would notice a bigger difference. Yeah, but, exactly.
So I've never considered it. I've never considered this lens until this one job, and I know it's going to come around where it's going to be all day. When things happen, I'm just going to have to shoot. I'll be second camera again. I'm not going to have time to really fuss about, you know, switching lenses, which normally I would just shoot with my 35 cine lens and my 85 cine lens, which I love. But in this case, I think I'd need to work even faster than that. So if I can't borrow one, which I might be able to do, I might have to bite the bullet and just buy one.
Okay. Well, so, keep us updated.
I'll let you know how that job goes in about a month or so. So, all right. Photo challenge. This week's photo challenge. Are we there already?
Mm-hmm.
Was the silk. Now, the silk is basically a fancy word for diffusion.
Right. Could be a shoot-through umbrella, too, right?
Yeah. But I think I just learned to say silk in film school, and it sounds cool. It sounds like you know what you're talking about when you say silk. Ah, yeah, use the silk on this one.
Okay.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look at the photos. Now, I'll go first because I think I always make you go first.
Okay.
So here's my photo. Here's my daughter in the basically in the noonday sun.
Yep.
Go.
It looks good.
It's fine.
Looks good. A little bit dark around her eyes.
Yes. Now, you're absolutely right. I shot this in the worst possible situation in order to illustrate what the silk can do. Mm-hmm. Even with the silk, I would have waited, you know, 2 hours to shoot this if I was going to shoot like a nice photo, mm-hmm. Just to try to get the most out of it and get her eyes lit up. In fact, I even included at the bottom, you can see there's a challenge I shot last week that was actually still shot around the same time of the day, but her eyes are pop out a little bit better.
Okay.
The one of her in the purple hat.
Yep, I see it.
I shot that last week. I didn't want to just use it again for the challenge. Not fair. So I reshot it. But just at this hour, it was just not quite enough little pop in her eyes.
Right.
But besides that, I was happy with the results. Now, you look at this. Look at the next photo of with no bounce at all.
Right.
That is terrible.
Yes, this is a shot you don't want to bother taking.
No, and this is with nothing. This is just her in the noonday sun. It looks like she's just smoked a couple packs of cigarettes.
She's squinting.
Oh, she's she's like hanging around the video arcade. Like this is a terrible photo. I would never ever. I wouldn't even bother taking this, let alone keeping it.
Right.
Like I would know better that forget it. There's nothing good can come of this. And then I decided, okay, I'll take one with the bounce. I'll get the silver bounce, and you know that way because that's kind of the go-to method. You can bounce some silver light. You use the silver side of the 5-in-1 reflector, and even that light out. Well, she couldn't even handle it. She had to get her hands up and block it. It was so bright.
Yeah, that's a big problem with the bounce.
So this is terrible. And so looking at the image, like these were all taken within like 30 seconds of one another.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the one with the silk, all of a sudden, it becomes a pretty good image.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, there you go.
And I see your setup shot, which is showing us how you did it, which is pretty much exactly what I did.
Right.
Had the old voice-activated silk stand, hold it just out of frame, and kind of provide shade, but sort of filtered light shade on the subject. Ooh. So they can A, look at the camera, and B, you don't get all the harsh contrast.
Right.
Yeah.
So in the end, the actual challenge photo, that was 5D Mark II on the 70-200, probably at around 200 mils. Like I went all the way just to blow out the background.
Mm-hmm.
Shot it at F4, ISO 100, and the shutter speed was probably, 1/400th of a second or something like that.
Okay.
Not that that's necessarily important, but the lens is important because now all of a sudden you can see the backyard in the setup shot, and then all of a sudden it becomes that nice soft background.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's soft in the no bounce photo, but once again, just terrible. Mm-hmm. The contrast is awful. Let's have a look at your photo.
So I did my son last night. Better time of day. So this mm-hmm. is at like 7 o'clock in the evening.
You didn't push your luck.
Well, really how it worked out is having taken a photo challenge, we got home from baseball and I said, hey, I need a picture quick because we're going to go to bed and then I'm going to wake up and do the podcast. So how about we do this right now? And had my wife hold the silk camera left because, again, the sun's coming in and it's really bright. So the silk's camera left. The front of my house is white, and mm-hmm. so then you get the bounce off the house on the other side. So the bounce is coming on camera right, and it creates this kind of nice, really even light between the filtered light on one side and the bounce light on the other side. And you mm-hmm. can see on the bush behind my son just how bright that light is in behind.
Yes.
And there you go. Just here, stand here. He was fooling around. So I caught an in-between shot where he's laughing and he's doing something silly with the hands up. And I just liked the sort of unposed, just silly moment look.
Great.
Yeah.
No, this is a great example of that. And using the building to bounce and everything, it just makes for such a great, easy setup.
Yeah. And like yourself, 70 to 200 lens. That bush is really close behind him. So, yeah, zoomed in on the, I don't think it's 200, but zoomed in on the 70 to 200. And that's the 5D Classic, which when I have enough light, is just awesome. I just love that camera. So it is so awesome. And then I did a backup of my daughter as well, pretty much same spot. Just, again, really fish in a barrel this time of night with that silk.
Oh, yeah. I also love the photo of your daughter, too.
Which, again, almost just everything pretty much the same. Just got her in a posed position. And
you're getting a nice little light on her right arm there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, again, that's the effect of the just where the silk is placed versus where the bounce is coming from. So, yeah.
Now, maybe not specifically these photos, but like, will you put something like this on your wall?
Absolutely. If I get the right, an image that to me is the right smile, the right look, absolutely. I could take a photo like this that I'd put on my wall.
I feel the same. I mean, the two that I chose were that I shot, like the one last week and the one this week were sort of, we were having lunch outside today and all of a sudden the sun came out and I said, oh, quickly, here, go stand over there. Here, just said to my wife, grab this, hold this here. You know, and so I know with my daughter being 4 that, you know, I have that window of 8 seconds before this becomes old.
Mm-hmm.
She's starting to get over that. I don't know when your daughter did that. She's starting to get over it, and she actually points out pictures. Hey, Daddy, if I sit here, will this be a good photo? And
right.
Usually it is, and the fact that she'll want to sit helps me out. In this photo in particular, I kind of my heart melted a little bit because you can see her shoulders are kind of away from the camera. A little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She announced to me, Daddy, I'm going to point my feet that way, but I'm going to turn and look at the camera this way.
Ooh, that's a model move.
Yeah. As I've been, I do make her walk up and down the stairs with a book on her head every day. But don't read the book. That's a waste of time.
Right.
But she's seen me pose people with, you know, their feet one way and then kind of do the 3/4 turn and then head to the camera. And now she emulates that.
Yeah. No, Sarah very much, you know, is super easy. Jack just fools around, but Sarah is like definitely got the model sort of poses down. So she does all of the different poses and turns her shoulders and tilts her head and all of those things. So I can take in 30 seconds, I can get 8. She also knows that she doesn't want to spend a long time with Daddy on these events. So she knows if she just gives me, you know, 30 seconds of boom, 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 different looks that she knows she's really done quickly. So
right.
Yeah, Sarah's awesome that way. Jack, I'm forever just trying to get him to pay attention or to actually not do a completely goofy face. So him you have to trick and make laugh, and then once you do or say something silly, usually you get a shot where it looks a lot more natural.
Good.
Yeah, boys are a little different.
And then I see your setup shot as well. It looks very similar to mine.
Yes. And yeah. So yeah, that of course that was my wife, and it was she was camera left maybe 4 feet from the subject. Yeah.
She's fallen a long way from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be a star of a major sitcom, and now she's, you know, camera assist.
She's holding the silk. Yeah, saying, why are we doing this again? And seriously, why does Al say such silly things?
But the resulting image.
She doesn't care about that. She does too. She's like, why?
Right. But if she, you know, if she fast forwards backwards.
No, I remind her of that all the time.
Yeah. Hey, five years ago, I couldn't pick a camera out of a lineup.
And also, this didn't take 38 minutes. This took 2.5 minutes, start to finish, both kids. Yeah. This was done very, very quickly. And she was still chirping me most of the time.
And you did not even waste your time shooting the no bounce and the bounce version just to illustrate.
Oh, no, no. I was just, this is going to be quick.
Here we
and
go.
And I bribed each kid with a cookie, so...
Yeah. Mine got Pez.
Okay, there you go.
Yes, that's what Sam gets if he doesn't, you know, whiz in his pants at kindergarten. 3 days in a row now.
Yeah. Pez, where's my Pez, Dad?
Yeah. He's developed a bladder infection, but he's got Pez. Good for him. All right, the topic this week is the silk. We're going to talk a little bit about how to do this technique. We talked about what we did, but let's talk about what is the silk. First off, if you have one of these 5-in-1 light modification disc, light discs, whatever they're called, you probably have one of these that you didn't even realize you had.
Right.
It's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the white, bounce, you have the silver bounce, you have the gold, you have the black, which PS I use almost never. And then in the middle, the fifth one is the silk.
Right.
This is wildly handy. You use this a lot in film school. We use it a lot, like in movies and that stuff like that. They've been very popular.
I'm pretty sure they sell them on Amazon too.
Just by themselves?
No, the 5-in-1s.
Oh, the 5-in-1s, yes. But I mean, you can buy just the silk, like the if you like the shoot through things, like different, like the triangle ones by whoever makes those and whatnot. But these are very popular in movies because, like, for example, The Godfather 2, you've seen it.
I have, yeah.
Okay. A lot of it was shot in, like, in Manhattan, I think in Little Italy, and a lot of it in the East Village. And I've heard stories that, like, basically Coppola had them, but this time he had a budget. After Godfather 1, he did very well. He had a much higher budget. And so he'd basically tarped off, like, blocks and blocks of the East Village with these silks, like, right across the whole street from building to building.
Okay.
Just so the whole street would be, you know, have this nice diffused light that he could then move around and shoot very quickly.
Right.
And didn't have to worry about, you know, the sun coming in and out and whatnot. It's a technique that I've used, and I put a little video clip of a movie. That actually, you were at the event like 10 years ago or something like that. I was in a 48-hour film contest,
mm-hmm.
and there's one scene in the movie where a girl walked up, and I'm shooting her, you know, on the street, and I used the bounce. Actually, the very bounce that I used today I used that day to not the bounce, the silk to knock down the light and get a nice even light on her out in the street.
Okay.
So I'll post that clip and you can see exactly what I'm talking about. You can watch as she walks up, there's the very harsh light because I couldn't afford to silk off the whole street like Mr. Coppola. But once she hits her mark, then I silk her off in that and they have a conversation over the shoulder and it's a very, very nice light considering I'm shooting with an old Canon XL1. So, rather than bouncing the light, we are diffusing it.
Right.
Now, kind of your go-to move in this situation is to bounce light in the face and fill it in. And it's not wrong. Like it's a great technique. But if you're able to go ahead and diffuse the light and just knock it down, you're going to get great results. Not just when you knock it down, not just the direction of the light because you want to diffuse it, but you also want to kind of lower the intensity.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What's one technique that we say, you know, look, don't shoot at noon or even from like, you know, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Like, stay away from that if you can. If you can't, what do we look for?
I'm confused by the question.
If we have to shoot from if you're shooting a wedding and you got to shoot photos of the couple from between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Open shade.
Open shade. That's what we look for. This is that, but on the Jose Canseco steroids.
Right.
This is better than that. We have control over it. The light coming, because if you're under a tree, it's nice, and you might get good light, or maybe might be a little, you know, dappled light or something like that, or on the side of a building might be fine. But that is more so, it's not really diffused light, because this is light with the silk, is light that's coming through that beautiful silk and diffusing nicely, and we have a lot more control on our subject.
And about even where our subject is situated. I mean, you're constrained by, you know, the natural light, by where it's falling, and you have to position mm-hmm. your subject exactly in the location where that falls, as opposed to you can move your subject around a fair bit and then just move your silk with you and sort of pose them wherever you like.
Yes. That's very, very handy to have that. Just in general, like I've shot with the silk, the light disc or whatever it's, what you want to call it. I've used it with a flash before. Mm-hmm. I like it better than an umbrella. Like it really, it's a very subtle difference. It is fantastic light that's coming through there.
It is bigger. I mean, obviously you can buy different sizes of the silks, but mm-hmm. you know, the whatever the diameter of my typical white umbrellas, and I have a couple of different ones, but the silk is bigger. So we know that bigger is softer as well.
Right. The light that comes through in this situation isn't, it's soft, but it still has a certain shape to it. Like you look at the picture of your kids. Now you are bouncing light in, mm-hmm. but there's still definition in her in your daughter's face.
Yeah.
It's not just this big flat light, bam. Or you look at the picture of my daughter in the purple hat. There's still kind of way it wraps around her cheekbones and the way she smiles. There's still that wonderful quality to it. That's what I like about it a lot, is that it's soft, but it still looks interesting, not mm-hmm. flat.
Agreed.
So first off, my advice to you is if you don't own one of these, buy one of these. These are very handy to have, like the 5-in-1, in fact.
Yeah, in terms of bang for your buck, too, like a lot of gear, you get you get what you pay for, and so you're like thinking with lenses, you got to spend a fair amount of money to get some of the, you know, the ability to open up wide or to get the sharpness. But this is one of those situations where you get a lot more than you pay for.
But you do pay for it a little bit later, in that having the 5 tools is awesome. Having them 5-in-1 can be a pain.
And we have talked about that. I don't really find it as much of a pain as I think you do, but mm-hmm. you can cite the downfalls if you like.
It's just time wise. Like if you want to go from the silver to the gold, you have to unzip it and flip it around and zip it back up. Or if you want to pull the silk out, it does take time and it cuts in. Now if you have call it understanding subjects, it's not really an issue,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people are just like, our kids are, hey, are we done yet?
Yeah.
And so that can get in the way. But in this case, you knew you were going to go with just the silk, so it didn't really matter.
Right.
It wasn't like you're going for 5 different looks, like, all right, let's shoot all 5 of these right now.
Yeah, I don't think I would really attempt that.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying to do. So that there is the one downside. But this is definitely a tool worth having. It works in conjunction. Think about how easy this was. You said it was 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are fantastic. Do you think, I guess I should have shot it, but I didn't, a version of this with a fill flash, an on-camera fill flash, what do you think that would look like versus the silk?
I think it would look different.
It would look different. Would not look good.
Probably.
It would look fine.
Yeah.
You know, if you're running it's around
more,
by
more
yourself.
More setup. It's more work. It's more setup. It's more test shots. Like, this is super easy. That's the big thing. I mean,
yes.
And you don't need a flash. So there's people out there, you know, listening to this podcast that probably don't even use an external flash. I mean, hopefully most people own one, but there are those that don't. And this is a perfect technique for practicing your lighting without the need for a flash.
Yes. I would recommend buying one of these before you buy a flash.
There you go.
Do it. The one thing when you are, I mean, obviously there's things you can do. You can control the intensity by moving it, you know, closer to your subject in a way, like, and further away, it's gonna vary. You're gonna get different results. But the one thing that I really recommend you pay close attention to is your background, because you are knocking down the intensity of the light on your subject. Thus you expose for that new exposure. It's probably two stops less, I'm not sure, depending on what time of day you're shooting. You have to open up two stops. What you might find is your background can blow out very quickly, as we found with your picture. Like you said, those leaves blew out.
Mm-hmm.
Not the worst thing, but if you wanted to keep them, you know, within the range, you're going to want to find a background that you know. Like just by kind of shifting around left or right, that is going to, you know, is going to be able to hold those highlights. Now with the picture of my daughter, you know, in the purple hat, the highlights are held behind her, but the shadows fall off pretty much to black on the camera right side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. But for me, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Agreed.
But pay close attention to your background. If you're shooting into the sky, that's really going to blow out.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want, great. But if you don't, you just got to pay attention. That's it. Go out and buy one. If you don't own one, go buy one. Buy it on Amazon. Do it.
And just the versatility, because, I mean, I use this. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I used it as background. Like, I scrumpled it up and used it as a product shot background. And obviously, mm-hmm, then you get silver. You can use the gold for that. I use it. I have one of those extension arms to hold it so that I can use it in a studio setup. So mm-hmm, if I'm firing, you know, if I want to just get a two-light setup, but I only really want to set up one light, or maybe you only own one light, then I use the silver bounce on the opposite side, and then I can use it again as a sort of a studio setup, or use it to reflect light from the back. So if you want a three light setup, but you only have two lights, it's again, there's so many things that you can do with that again, for the whatever on Amazon, I want to say they're maybe $50 for the large size one, the yes, large size 5-in-1. So again,
price, yeah,
definitely something that, is a worthwhile piece of equipment, and it takes up no space. It's light. You can throw it in your trunk of your car, and when you need it, you've got it.
You know what I like about it is if you're out working and it starts to rain on your flash, that's no fun. If it rains on this thing, I'm not going to cry about it.
True. Yeah.
It is. It's relatively indestructible. You can just move on with your day.
Yeah.
That's one of the other great things.
And the kids, if you've got kids, they think they're doing something super important if you assign them the task of being the disc holder.
The disc holder, yeah. But what you want to do is teach your kids how to fold that disc.
Oh, yeah. Or use it as a Frisbee.
My kids actually have a Frisbee that's that style that you fold up the same way.
We have one too. That's what made me think about it.
Yeah, yeah. My kids love it. He doesn't like, Sam doesn't like throwing the Frisbee. He just likes having it pop open.
Yeah.
And so it's the same here. And you know, when you do, I think we've talked about this when we talked about the big bounce board in a past show. When you do whip that out and pop it open, everybody turns and looks. It's kind of a big moment.
Yeah.
It's like in baseball, like I think I get a bigger cheer out of the home crowd when I break a bat than when I get a base hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing better than a nice bat shattering, but they seem to love that. So same thing here. You whip that out. Who cares about the photo? Well, that looked cool.
Yeah.
So pick one up. All right. Topic challenge for next week.
I'm assuming you have one.
I'm assuming you don't.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
No, it's inspired by the photo I took of my son in the sandbox. People with Superman t-shirts.
Swish.
No. Evening light. You're around in the evening, right?
Yeah, I can be.
Yeah, you can be. Evening light, that's the challenge.
Okay.
Great time of year for it. Adam, where can people find all your baseball photos?
Well, we'll see if I put them up. Facebook, Two Hosers Facebook, maybe on my website, adamschwartz.ca. I'm sure I'll put the one of my father-in-law up at some point on my website, because I do really like that photo.
Yeah, so it's a good one.
There you go. And your right. stuff?
Check my stuff out at alnetridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links, the photos, and everything we just talked about. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.